Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you. Get on this train, let's ride. I've got another story for you. So, I was on a weekend trip with my neighbor Kate at Lake Vanier, a lake about an hour away from Haytown. Haytown, that's the name of the town where we live. We were there for Kate's parents' 50th anniversary. Their names are Matab and Jesus. They had been married for 50 years. That's a long, long time. It was morning. I woke up and saw Shelby sleeping in her bed. I took her outside and we looked at the lake. It was beautiful. The sun was low in the sky. The sky was pink and orange and a kind of peach color. I remembered the rose-flavored iced tea we'd had the night before. That was some great tea. The colors in the sky reminded me of the taste of that tea. Kate came out of the house and said good morning to me. Good morning, I said. Do you want some coffee? She asked. I told her I'd love some, and we went inside where Matab was making some on the stove. It smelled like coffee inside. What a great smell. Good morning, Carl, Matab said. I said, good, and a bug flew in my face. Matab laughed. That's a ladybug, she said. They're everywhere. I looked in a window that was already warm with morning sunlight. It was full of ladybugs. There were ladybugs crawling over ladybugs. Ladybugs are good luck, said Jesus, walking in the room. Matab handed me a cup of coffee while I watched the ladybugs. Have a donut, she said. She had woken up early and bought some donuts at a bakery nearby. Wow, I said, thanks. I took a bite of a donut after dipping it in my coffee. It was really good. Jesus was wearing a brown vest with a lot of pockets in it and a brown floppy hat. We're going out on the lake after breakfast, he said. Do you fish? Sure, I said. I don't know how to fish very well, but I know enough about it to say sure. We climbed into Jesus and Matab's boat. Matab was wearing sunglasses, a big pink hat as wide as her shoulders, and a large thin piece of cloth around her shoulders. The cloth had pictures of roses all over it. Kate had on a floppy hat and sunglasses, too. I was still wearing my usual clothes, long pants and a shirt. I didn't have any sunglasses, but Jesus had an extra pair he let me borrow. They felt loose and seemed like he had gotten them for free somewhere. It was a big, slow boat. Jesus turned on the motor and brought it out away from the shore. We went out into the middle of the lake. The sun was already warm, and there was a cool breeze blowing. The motor of the boat was loud. So was the sound of the water slapping against the boat. We went so far out in the lake that the lake house started to look very small. I could barely see it. Then I thought, This is about where I saw that strange shape last night. I looked at the water beside us and noticed big bubbles coming up. You know, I said, last night, when we were looking at the moon, I saw a strange shape in the water, right around here. What did it look like? Asked Kate. It was hard to see, because it was far away, I said. But it must have been pretty big. Kate frowned, raised her eyebrows, and shrugged her shoulders. I don't know, she said. I raised my eyebrows, frowned, and shrugged my shoulders back. Maybe it was nothing, I said. Then Mahtab said, you know, people see weird things here all the time. This isn't a natural lake. It's a man-made lake. It was made by people. They flooded a whole valley. If you go down to the bottom of the lake, there are whole towns down there from 100 years ago. It's a whole other world down there, said Jesus. It's all different under the surface. I felt very interested. Do you have a snorkel? I asked. Sure, said Jesus. We have a snorkel. Open up your seat. My seat, I said. Yeah, there's storage under there, said Jesus. I stood up, turned around, and lifted the seat. Underneath were some yellow life jackets. I looked underneath them and found a blue plastic snorkel with a mask for the eyes. I showed it to Jesus. This one? I asked. Yeah, go ahead and use it, he said. I tried it on. It felt tight around my head, so I loosened the strap until it fit. I was really excited to find that lost town underwater. I took my shirt and pants off. I was just wearing underwear. I don't have a swimsuit. And I didn't think about this until I was almost naked in front of my neighbor and her parents. But it was too late. So all I could do was hope they understood. And I guess they did. And I jumped in the water. As I jumped in, I heard Kate screaming my name. That's all for now, folks. Thanks so much for listening. I'll see you next time, right here on Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. Next time, Lake House Saga Part 3. See you then.